Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is the birthday boy, David Linden.
Good morning, all.
And there's two things going on now. One, we have our Dr. Phil, Dr. Sue, coming on and is going to be talking about holiday blues. And we also have on a mic Christina Liu. Because if you saw any pictures of Christina Liu's house, you couldn't have any holiday blues. It's a winter wonderland. I mean, this woman.
That's right, spreading
she holidays. Does the holidays. Yeah. And I've seen pictures of inside, but outside. The garage is done.
Listen, we're serious.
I was like, my God, and there's a pathway with candy canes.
We're very serious. That's all my husband, that part.
Outside is him?
Yes, so I have to give a shout out to Jay. I don't want to take full credit. Even though, you know, I do supervise and say,
are you in the inside or by yourself?
Yes. Well, you're management.
I am.
It's important.
Just the other day.
I bring out coffee.
I don't know if it was the other day or today, I saw like a gingerbread village.
Oh, yes.
Gorgeous.
Yes, that was my inside. Yes, that's all me. I love a village, yes.
And so now, with that, we have Dr. So I don't want to spend the whole time talking about gingerbread. How are you?
Very well.
It's been a while since you, a couple of months.
Happy holidays to everyone who's celebrating.
And we all are. Yes. Celebrating a birthday, celebrating the holidays. And actually, it's a pointed question, whatever I'm trying to say. One thing we're looking for today is just a couple of simple tips. You know, the holidays, everybody has a good time. And you go into the stores, everybody's ringing. And then there's people at home that are just dying, you know, because the holidays is not great for everybody. Whether it's reflecting back on a death, reflecting on a bad job. There's lots of things we can reflect back on and say, you know, screw this, bah humbug.
It's the Ebenezer Scrooge syndrome.
Right. But you have to find something.
Yes.
That's
yes.
worth getting up for and saying, guess what, you know.
Yeah,
it's Christmas, or it's the new year. I shouldn't say Christmas. It's the season.
It's the season. Celebration.
Right.
Kiwana, Hanukkah.
Right.
Christmas.
That's. Unfortunately, over the years, we've gotten more inclusive. I mean, when I was growing up, it was Christmas. You had no idea about anything else.
Yeah.
I didn't know what Hanukkah was, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Now I have a Hanukkah room, but that's you know, life changes.
In a good way.
100%. I'm agreeing with you.
Change is good.
Yep. So just, I know this is almost a silly question. Just a couple of basics. Mm. Like if somebody, you know, they're having a lousy time, whether they're by themselves or whatever, what's, you know, some ideas to help people out?
Well, you know, first let's normalize the fact that just because it's the holidays doesn't necessarily mean that people are in, quote unquote, a happy mood.
Right.
And I will share with you, John, Christina Liu sent me a fantastic article a couple of days ago about seasonal affective disorder.
Okay.
And I thought it would be a good time for us, before we speak about coping mechanisms, let's talk about what is seasonal affective disorder. So if people have it, then they know that they're not alone.
Yes.
And then when you know you're not alone, usually you feel a little better because you know you're not the only one who's feeling this way.
Yes. Yeah, very true.
Yeah? You can relate to that, Dave?
Yeah, I can. You know, it's I'm not the only one feeling this way. Well, I'm not the only one bothered by this heavy rain or the traffic. Everyone else is feeling it. I don't know them.
Yes.
But they're feeling it. I know they are. And it takes some of the weight off your shoulder.
It does. When we are validated by our experiences and we know that other people are feeling this way, it sort of normalizes what we're experiencing.
Yeah, you're not the odd man out.
There you go. But let's just for the listeners and readers, if we have this on the internet, anyone who wants to, who wants to know what is seasonal affective disorder. So I'll share with you what it says here. These are the facts that according to the American Academy of Family Physicians, seasonal affective disorder is a type of depression that affects 10 to 20% of Americans. It occurs as the seasons change, most frequently during the winter, due to a lack of sunlight during the daytime. But this also affects many people during the holiday times. Because as John just said, what do we do when we have the holiday blues? What do we do?
I'll pass for somebody. I'll let you answer that.
Well, you know, having holiday blues is common, and sometimes it's intermittent. It comes and it goes. It doesn't mean that it's chronic and persistent, that it's there all the time. You may go to a family party and then may see some family and something gets evoked inside of you and you have a moment where you're not feeling inside as cheerful
then
as
you take the axe and you get rid of the moment and everything's fine. Yeah.
As cheerful as you like to be, right? So what was your, now going back to your question, John, so what were you, you were asking me, what do we do?
Right. That's, you know, when everybody knows something's coming down,
yeah.
You know, personally.
Yes.
Just, you know, like, you could be driving in the car, you listen to a song, you listen to, you know, you, I don't know what it is. You go to somebody's house and they have some dip mm-hmm. that is reminiscent of something from years ago. I'm trying to find out what does that person do. And that person could be a senior, could be somebody in midlife, can be a teenager. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we don't have to, this is not just for seniors. I mean, sometimes you can get a 100%. Poor child who's 18 or 19 years old that has gone through a pretty lousy couple of years. And when Christmas comes and all their friends are talking about Hanukkah gifts, Christmas gifts, and, you know, maybe their parent has died.
That's correct.
It sucks. That's all there is to it.
Life happens, and then what is that famous book? Life throws us a curveball. And what do we do when life throws us a curveball?
Well, last time we met, I told you, you've got to learn to live with the life you have.
Yes.
Not as you would like it to be. You can change the like it to be to what it is, but live with the reality of this is where I am, this is what I'm doing.
Yes, so acknowledging this is where I am, and then saying, okay, life threw me a curveball. What are some of the coping strategies that are going to help support me get through this tough time, that are going to help support me feel a little less distressed? Right? So let's think outside of the box. I mean, lots of people will say, well, I'll call a friend, I'll call a family member, you know, I'll get on the phone, I will, you know, call a longtime neighbor that just moved away recently. These are some like common coping strategies, yeah? But sometimes that doesn't really necessarily help. And this might be a
just
little...
Just, I'm going to interrupt for a second.
Sure.
Isn't that more of a distraction?
There you go.
Okay, fine.
Bingo.
Because I got a 5-minute conversation with you, and I said, oh, my God, talking to Susan. I hang up the phone with the neighbor, the friend, whoever it is, like, shh.
Yes.
I'm back where I was.
Ah.
There goes the license.
You know, this is fantastic that you mentioned that. We didn't even speak about this before I sat down. But it's actually, it's very parallels exactly what I was going to share with the listeners, is that there are times where you try to adopt some of these more positive and very common coping strategies, and it really does not help. So then the question is, what do we do then with that feeling that is persistent, that like gnawing feeling that sort of just aggravates us and can't help us get out back into our groove, let's say. So what do you think, John? What would you do?
Yeah, I'll put that one to David now.
Yeah, that's it. You've got to talk to someone usually.
Yes.
One of the things I think of, anytime I visit a doctor's office for a particular thing, and I'm feeling, okay, I can look at them and say, I've got it better than they do.
Mm.
They're in worse shape than I am.
Mm.
And that can help with more your spirits, I think, or it works for me.
Well, the truth is, you know, that's an interesting perspective that you can, let me rephrase that and say what people often do is using gratitude, knowing that things could always be worse.
Yes.
Using gratitude, so not necessarily that people have it worse than I do, so I should feel better.
Yeah.
Although this is a very common feeling. It's a very common feeling. But let's reframe that and say, let's use some gratitude. You know, things could be worse.
Yeah.
And I am very fortunate to, you know, have what I have right now. Reframing your thoughts and reframing your emotions and redirecting your thoughts and emotions to, let's say, more positive or, let's say, self-soothing strategies.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean, though? What does that mean? We have the basics that everybody knows, but we'll review it. Make sure you get some nice sleep, good night's sleep. make sure that you're eating well. Get outside and get some fresh air. Even if you are wheelchair bound, ask for a little help and get outside and have someone push you around in the wheelchair in the neighborhood.
And also right? get some of the sunshine and light.
Sunshine, bingo. Very important vitamin D. If you can't get out in the sun, if we don't have enough of it on Long Island, you can buy yourself what's called a seasonal affective lamp.
Really?
It's a lamp that helps people who suffer with seasonal affective disorder, who get depressed mm-hmm. just in the winter because we have a lot of grayness on Long Island, right? So buy a lamp. It's about $50, $60, $70. And you sit under these lamps, and they provide what's called like natural sunlight. And I have patients that struggle with depression, and they report feeling better with an improved sense of self when they use these lamps.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So this is a really great strategy. If you are someone who needs a little more sunshine and we don't get it on Long Island, getting your sleep, drinking your fluids, getting outside and seeing and having some fresh air, breathing it in, and then also changing your environment, even if that means whether we have our listeners, if they need to even take an assessor ride, and they go sit, let's say, in a nice little restaurant on Miracle Mile, just to see people passing by, to change the circumstances of the four walls of where they are in their home. That in and of itself will trigger our neurotransmitters to start firing in a different way. And it changes the way we feel, changes the way we look at the world, and we go home and we feel a little bit better.
Yeah, it's get out of the environment that's putting you down into something else.
Dr. Sue had me at neurotransmitters. hmm? I said she had me at neurotransmitters. We got to come back to this.
Can you buy that in Radio Shack?
I don't think so. We have to take a break here. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.